Hi, this is Jackie Fleeter, and I'm your host of Living Abundantly. This is a new broadcast show once per week that I've started on sharing how to live abundantly. I started this show because I desire to always live abundantly, and I desire my friends to live abundantly. Since we are one, what I outpicture, you will outpicture. I desire to remind myself and you of the abundant life, so that we can always make the right choices to manifest all we desire. The definition of abundance: it's a large amount, a more than plentiful quantity of something. It's affluence, a lifestyle with more than adequate material provisions. It's fullness, a fullness of the spirit that overflows. Well, that sounds good to me. I always feel that fullness of the spirit when I have more than enough for what I require in my life. Abundance manifests through the figure eight flow with the universe, from spirit to matter, matter to spirit, giving and receiving, receiving and giving. So what keeps us from always living abundantly? I believe we somehow stop the flow. In a darshan in 2006, Lonello was asked, what were the top three impediments for us individually and collectively as the Heart Center Movement in drawing down the physical abundance we require? And what are the remedies? Lonello said that he would list three things. Lack of gratitude is the first one, for God's source, for the abundance that is already yours and for within your causal body. Lack of connectivity with your source moment by moment, which if you had it would allow you to have direct access to the abundance. Lack of focus in sustaining this divine straw, whereby you may, in a certain sense, suck that light from your great causal body and from the collective momentum of light of all heart friends. He said it takes focus to complete a project. He said if each and every one of us focuses in a greater sustaining manner, as we have asked, and potentially working in teams of three to fulfill certain assignments. Once these assignments are fulfilled and you have the physical manifestation of beingness through the completing of that work, then we, as your sponsoring masters, can secure greater dispensations for the releasing of greater streams of abundance to you. We have the keys to untap all the abundance you require. If you will simply obey our directives and focus through greater connectivity, through greater appreciation and gratitude for all that has been received. The gratitude is expressed through giving. This giving may manifest in many ways, not only financially. Those of you who have given selflessly, looking back and holding back nothing, know that you have received instantly in the higher world greater graces and abundance, which then work their way down into your life and world as you receive them through gratitude re-expressed day after day. Your prayers draw down this light and fire. Your work and service to others draw down this light and fire and abundance. But most importantly, your reconnection, sustained by focus, allows the flow to be ever sustained, the straw to be that great connection of light, and for us to deliver you the milk and honey of the word through that straw at any hour or time of the day and night, both through the messengers and through the messenger of your own higher self. So Lonello has given us these keys to sustaining the figure eight flow of abundance. So I see there's three keys to sustaining this flow. There's receiving, which is accepting the flow. There's giving, which is supplying the impulse for the return flow. And there's maintaining, which is remaining in the flow. So these are all important to continue this figure eight flow of abundance in your life with spirit. So in receiving, first, you have to recognize the gifts and opportunities that are given to you and take advantage of these gifts and opportunities. It could be very simple. There was a story of this homeless vet who lived on the streets and would get food in the shelter and sometimes a bed, and he lived a pretty miserable life. And one day he decided that he would help somebody move a table in the shelter. And he got so much joy out of that that he decided to volunteer to do something else. And so he got more joy, and he volunteered for another task. And pretty soon the shelter decided to give him a bed. And then he volunteered for more, and they decided to give him a job. And finally, he continued to volunteer, and they made him the head of the shelter. So you can start out as a very simple thing and grow. And this is the same thing for volunteering in our communities. If you volunteer for the Heart Center and working on some of the projects, or if you volunteer in your own community for community projects that require completion, you will find that you will be in the flow of abundance and you will receive as you are giving. So, giving is the second secret to keeping in this flow of abundance. It's supplying the impulse for the return flow. Gratitude and appreciation are key to this. When you send energy back to the Father, Mother, God in the form of gratitude and appreciation, it will return to you as more abundance. And who doesn't appreciate a appreciation? I mean, everybody does. And if a parent and is giving and giving, giving, and the child rarely appreciates what it's receiving, that the parents stop the flow. And this is active in our lives too. So gratitude and abundance, we have to every day find ways to show our gratitude and appreciation. Now, financial resources, giving of these, and the law of the tithe, the tenfold return. So giving of your financial resources is very important, and especially if you desire to increase your financial resources, this is one of the best ways, because often what you give, you will receive in the same form. So there's the law of the tithe, the tenfold return, there's seed money, there's giving through your will, there's giving of possessions that are no longer useful to you that might be useful to somebody else or that can be sold. Many ways to give and to keep that financial flow going in your life. And then finally, volunteering your talents is another way of giving. And as we talked before, this can, as you give your talents, you gain mastery of your talents, and pretty soon people will be willing to pay for your talents and desire to pay you for them. And so you'll develop income streams. So it's a very good way of giving and staying in the flow is volunteering your talents. The final thing is maintaining the flow and remaining in the flow. And even though you're giving and receiving, if you don't follow this step, you could still run afoul of the laws of abundance. And that is, first of all, maintaining the flow and remaining in the flow, you have to focus on what you desire. If you're focusing on lack, or if you're focusing on the fact that your job is not perfect, you're creating that situation. And you have to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And so to do that, sometimes it's a program, this program that we've in the past we've allowed ourselves to fall into, that we don't have enough, or the world is mistreating us, or we're in a bad position, or whatever we tell ourselves. And often I just have to go do something. When these thoughts come up, I can do decrees, and sometimes that works. And often it works. And then other times I require to listen to music that I like, or I require to read a good book, something to get, or jump into a swimming pool, something to get my mind totally off these thoughts, because they're just simply that. They're thoughts and habit patterns, and we just have to release them. So the second thing on maintaining a flow is maintaining your harmony. And that's your connection with your divine source, as Lanello talked about. And if you maintain your harmony, you will receive inspiration. If you do not maintain your harmony, you will miss important insight into whatever you're working on, and it will take you much twice or many more times the amount of time to complete a task. It will take you money. Extra money. It will take, you may even affect your health because you're stressed, because you're not getting it done. So, harmony is really important to maintaining that flow and receiving that flow. And finally, then you have to realize for maintaining flow is the joys in the doing. It's doing that you get the most joy out of. It's accomplishing that you, each little accomplishment on your way to completing a task gives you so much joy that, you know, it helps you come over the blocks of the frustrations of this not working out or that not working out or having to do it a different way because this way isn't going to work, or figuring out how to do something when you don't know how to do it. Once you do figure it out and you have accomplished something, even if it's a small step on the way to a larger task, to completing a larger task, there is so much joy in that that it surpasses all things. So it's staying in the flow and continuing to do, and you have to be in balance. You can't do so much that you don't have time for yourself or you stress your family out. You have to have balance, but it is important to be doing. So I'd like to talk to you about this story that a heart friend emailed to me about this waitress who had 5 children. She was struggling, and she was at work one day, and there a gentleman came in, and he had a meal, and then he had leftovers, so she prepared a to-go box. And he left without taking the to-go box. And so she went outside to try to give it to him, and he said, "No, you keep that." So she went back in, and she opened up, and she found $12,000 in there. And she wasn't sure why it was in there, so she asked the police, and they determined that it was simply a gift and that she should keep it. So she did. So this was a huge windfall to her, and it was quite a blessing. And so windfall cash gifts come out of the blue sometimes, and they seem rare. But when you choose to engage the universe in the cosmic dance, the figure eight flow, this becomes the norm. To experience these miracles, you have to give, then you will receive. You have to have faith in God and be willing to give up the control of the assets in your possession, including time and money. You have to surrender that sense of lack to God. You have to surrender your fear that there won't be enough, or your fear that you don't know how to do a task. So you have to surrender all these things that are unknown. This is the biggest hurdle for us in receiving abundance in it, not the actual giving of time or money. So the heart center is one of my alchemies, and I desire to see the golden age manifest on earth through the spreading of the loved wisdom teachings of the masters. We have an income goal of $1.3 million this year. So far we've manifested $130,000, one-tenth of what we require. So if you desire to contribute to this alchemy and to the golden age manifest on earth, then maybe you would enjoy signing up for our auto gift program by going to the support us page.